My. That's why it's good to have great leadership. Well, Apostle have already prayed and taught. Chapter number 3, moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Let's go, sir.
The gift of prophecy.
The gift. Today we're going to deal with the gift of prophecy.
The concept of the Old Testament prophecy.
The concept of Old Testament prophecy.
There are two Hebrew words.
There are two Hebrew words.
That are used to describe the function of prophecy.
That are used to describe, watch this, the function of prophecy.
One describes human activity.
One word describes human activity.
And the other describes divine activity.
And the other one describes divine activity.
The prophetic message is both the word.
The prophetic message is both the word of the Lord and the word of the prophet. Go ahead, sir.
Reference is 2 Kings 17:13.
And the reference is in 2 Kings chapter number 17:13.
2 Kings 21:10.
2 Kings 21:10.
2 Kings 24:2.
And 2 Kings chapter number 24, verse number 2. Now don't go far, hold up. Notice the writer says that prophecy is both the word of the Lord and the word of the prophet. Are you listening? That's why when you start understanding real prophecy, you will begin to notice in particular when you read in the Old Covenant, especially the book of the Kings that deals with the prophets, it always talked about the word of the Lord coming to them in a vision.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, prophets are God's mouthpiece.
Yes, sir.
When God spoke to Moses and said, Moses, I am come down to deliver my people. I come down to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to do, Moses, is I'm going to put some words in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm going to be your God. You're going to be my prophet.
Yes, sir.
When I put words in your mouth, Moses, and you go to Pharaoh, that's me talking.
Yes.
But Moses said, Lord, I'm not an eloquent speaker. My brother Aaron is more charismatic than me. I'm a man of slow speech, even though I was raised in the house of Pharaoh. And God was not happy with Moses. But God said, I got a decision to make. I got stuff to do. So God said, I'll tell you what, Moses, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put words in your mouth. You take the words I put in your mouth and you speak them to Aaron, your brother. Now, in that way, Moses, you're going to become a god to Pharaoh and Aaron going to be your prophet. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. See, the word of the Lord is both the word of the prophet and the word of God.
Yes, sir.
You become so one with the word, you be like Paul. I was in the body. I don't know if I was in or out of the body. I don't know what. I was caught up to the third heaven. Yes. Whether I was in the body or out of, I cannot tell. That's how caught up you have to be.
Yes.
That can only come through intimacy.
Yes.
You have to know some things. Okay, sir, let's go.
NABA,
NABA. Look, we don't know. I'm not no Hebrew scholar. That's the best I got. NABA. You pronounce it how you want. Go ahead.
Human activity.
NABA describes human activity.
To bubble up and gush forth.
It means to bubble up. It means to gush forth.
Or to pour forth.
Or it means to pour forth.
Reflects the influence of the Holy Spirit.
This word reflects the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Upon the human personality and spirit.
Notice that. Upon the human personality and the human spirit.
Until a message bubbles up.
Until the message of the Father bubbles up.
Gushes forth and pours out.
Gushes forth and pours out.
Of the prophet's lips like a mighty river.
Of the prophet's lips like a what? Like a mighty river. Now you remember what Jesus said, huh? In St. John chapter number 7. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But it didn't stop there. This spake he. See, only when you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
yes, sir. Come on,
you go from a well to a river.
Yes, sir.
So that's why when you begin to pray in tongues, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
when you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost and develop intimacy with God, the word of God will become like fire shut up in your bones. You can't keep this stuff to yourself. You got to find somebody to burn up. That's okay. Yes, all right. No, I ain't talking about burn up to kill him. I'm talking about burn all of the wheat and the chaff out of him. Go ahead, sir. The anointed message
stirs the heart of the man.
Stores the anointed message that comes from God stores the heart of the man.
Causing his heart to respond towards God.
Causing his heart to respond towards God.
To express God's feelings.
To express, I like that, to express God's feelings.
Thoughts and words.
Thoughts and words. To express God's feelings, God's thoughts, and God's word. Now you see, you're talking about church unusual. You're talking about, see, God don't work like you think. So you got to get rid of all this religion and tradition. When you come to this school up under Apostle Thompson's leadership, under apostolic government, you can't come in with your mindset.
That's right.
Because, see, God told a prophet to do something unheard of.
Yes, sir.
God said, go marry this prostitute. Now, I wonder if he can tell somebody in this generation, go to something. They be going to cuss God out. Oh, y'all, I ain't marrying that. I ain't marrying that hoe. What?
Right.
Let's be honest.
Come on, now.
But God said, why? But you see, it's the purpose. It's the why he told him to do it. He said, go do, I want Israel to know how I feel.
Come on, he did it. I read it.
Y'all say, okay. Okay. I know some of them ain't read it. That's what they saying. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know. I ain't never heard nothing like that. Just because you ain't never heard it don't mean it's not in the Bible. God said, I want you to marry so Israel can know how I feel when you act up. Okay, come on, sir.
Come on now.
Nataf, N-A-T-A-F.
Divine activity.
Nataf is the Hebrew word that represents divine activity.
To drop.
It means to drop.
To fall as drops of rain.
To fall as drops of rain. It reflects the prophetic message
as a direct result of divine activity.
As a direct result of divine activity.
Coming from God, the source of life.
Coming from our Father God, who is the source of all life.
Divine activity.
Divine activity.
Sets the motion for human activity.
Divine activity sets the mode for human activity.
Prophecy is not a product of human deduction.
Prophecy is not a product of human deduction nor human reasoning.
Prophecy is one that starts out within the heat and mind.
Prophecy is one that starts out in the heart and the mind of God. Come on.
B, the process of Old Testament prophecy.
Now, there's the process. The process of Old Testament prophecy. You know, a process means it goes through steps. You understand? I don't understand why everybody act like a pastor come here all grown up. Just because you called don't mean you automatically a pastor. You got to go to school. God have a school for every ministry gift. Okay. Step into one of them and you'll see. If you are not called, you won't make it. Because the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance.
Yes.
So if God truly called you, baby, you're going to be able to make it.
Yes.
But you got to first be able to take it.
Come on now.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Reference 1 Samuel 9 and 9.
1 Samuel 9, 9 is the reference. Go ahead.
Two Old Testament words.
Two Old Testament words.
Roah.
And Chozah.
Both means sir.
Both means
seer.
Yes, and seer. Come on, I'm going to help you. Both mean seer. Come
and
on.
Are synonyms
for the word prophet. See, in the old covenant, prophets were called seers.
Yeah.
See, a seer see what you can't see.
Right.
Okay, you two stuck in the natural.
Right.
But seers got the ability to look behind the curtain.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But they don't look behind the curtain because of them. See, when you start studying the nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit, it ain't about the person. It's about the Spirit. Only he's the revealer.
Yes, sir.
See, and what he wants to reveal is truth.
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, he ain't worried about the dirt.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
He's trying to give you the answer to it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's okay. That's why in the church we can't minister to people.
Right.
We take prophecy out of the wrong process.
Right.
When God reveals something to you, he's not trying to expose that person to kill him. God is trying to expose him so he can help him. Okay, you want some help? It's the goodness of God that leads a person to repentance. Thank you for your enthusiasm. It's God's love. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The word seer is descriptive of the receptive function. Refers to a man's ability.
It refers to a man's ability
to see into the spirit realm. To hear and receive God's message.
Now that's important. Because you remember, see, I got to give you examples so you can be in the Bible.
Yeah.
You remember when Elisha and Gehazi was surrounded by those armies?
Mm-hmm.
Elisha got up that morning and Gehazi went out before the prophet and looked around and said, oh, Lord, we're in trouble now. We about to die. We're surrounded by all these armies because Elisha was in the boardroom. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Telling all the king's business because they were trying to go to war. And God said, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. The man said, I got some spies in my own camp. Somebody going to die. The people said, no, sir, they got a prophet over there in Israel. He ratting us out.
Right.
So they say, we take him out. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to win this. Yeah, okay. So they went to get him. And here's Gehazi going out of his mind, we gonna die today. The prophet, who's a seer, looking behind the curtain, say, this is once again, not G-bomb, okay? Go get me two sunny side up here, give me some grits. Put some butter on top of it. I want some toast bread and grape jelly, a glass of orange juice, and put some Hebrews coffee on.
And
he said, what? He said, they got more with us than they have of them. His eyes say, what? He said, one, two. Man, they got 20,000 people. God said, the prophet said, Lord, open up his eyes. Watch this. That he may see what I see. See, we're not here to see what you see. God called us and sent us to show you what he sees. Okay, that's okay. Go ahead, sir.
He's able to have access
into the realm of the spirit
to tap into revelation knowledge and the unfolding of God's plans
and God's purposes.
The word prophet is descriptive of the communicative function.
It refers to man's ability to communicate
what God is saying
or wants to say to his people. Watch this. Present. Go ahead.
The ability to administrate the word is clarity and wisdom. Reference Proverbs 15 and 2.
Reference Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 2. Go ahead, sir.
Only after the word is properly delivered. Does God hold the hearers. Responsible and accountable.
And accountable. Now, you see, y'all don't like what Apostle was saying about President Trump. But you see, you got to understand something. We're living in a day now of responsibility and accountability.
That's right.
And I don't need a handout.
That's right.
Don't give me a fish.
Right.
Just teach me how. And you know, a lot of times it's good to get thrown out there so you learn how to fend for yourself.
Yes.
This nation is too dependent on governmental activity.
Right.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead, sir.
References
Matthew 25:29.
Mark 4:24.
Mark 4, 25. And Luke 12, 48b. I'm giving you that so you can read that for your own spiritual enrichment and edification. Go ahead, sir.
Man must learn how to tune into proper reception. Of God's word. By training his own spirit. To become spiritually sensitive. The concept of the New Testament prophecy.
Prophetēo, come on now.
Means to prophesy.
The word prophetēo in the New Testament is the Greek word, means to prophesy.
To speak for another. Or to be his spoken.
Or mouthpiece. I love it. See, I love what I do. Y'all might hate y'all job. I love my job. See, when God told me leave that accounting job and come, he got need for me. Go tell my boss I got to quit. Did you hear that?
Yes.
God told me. So I'm not here by accident.
Amen.
Because God wanted to take me farther, he connected to me somebody greater.
Yes.
God loved Ron. Don't get mad. Get glad, get a sandwich bag. Come on, sir.
Foretelling are part of the prophetic flow.
Because of this,
the misconception of
all who prophesy are prophets
came into existence.
See, people think as they prophesy, they are prophet. Come on now. Let me give you a revelation. You don't smoke too much marijuana or something. You need a revelation. See, because you prophesy doesn't make you a prophet. A prophet is one of the five ascension gifts. And only one person handing those out. See, I know people gonna get upset because they don't read their Bible. They're gonna get mad. God never told Peter and them, after Judas lost his bishopric, God never told them to cast lots. That was human activity. Y'all ain't talking to me. Last I remember, Jesus said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus gave gifts God set. And the first gift that was given and that was set in the church was apostle. Secondarily, prophets. So you're listening. So if Jesus is the one who chose the 12 and ordained them, then had the audacity to say, I chose 12 of you and one of you is the devil because somebody got to betray me. So I'm going to choose you too. But now after he lost his bishopric, why would the head of the church put it in the hands of men? So he's the one who called Paul. Okay. So that was the next one. Okay. Go ahead, sir. Establishing a workable concept.
The New Testament prophet has the ability to hear
or receive directly from God
into his spirit and not his mind.
Into his innermost being and not his mind. In other words, he speaks by the Holy Spirit speaking in him. We got too many people prophesy out of their mind. You can give somebody a good prophecy because you like them. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Has the ability to discern and respond.
They have the ability to discern and to respond. Rightfully the word of God received.
He deciphers the word accurately.
He needs to develop the wisdom.
To communicate the word received.
To the people present.
Definition of New Testament prophecy. The simplest definition of prophecy. To speak on behalf of God.
Is to speak on the behalf of God.
The divinely inspired and anointed utterance.
Received for the people present.
Speaking in tongues is a supernatural utterance.
Speaking in tongues is a supernatural utterance.
In an unknown tongue. So prophecy
is a supernatural utterance.
In a known tongue.
Y'all understand that?
Yeah.
Huh? Prophecy is a supernatural utterance in a known tongue. Are you listening? Huh?
Yeah.
When you speak in unknown tongues, thank you for your enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Read it again, sir. Make it clear.
Speaking in tongues
is a supernatural utterance
in an unknown tongue.
So that can only come from the Holy Spirit. Y'all remember on the day of Pentecost? Huh?
That's right.
Huh? And on the day of Pentecost, huh? They were all in one place with one accord, and suddenly they came from heaven, the sound of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak supernatural language in other tongues. Watch this. As the Spirit gave them utterance. So speaking in tongues is not made up in your mind. It's not a product of your mind. It's a product of the supernatural Holy Spirit that's giving you a language that's between you and your Father. English don't work all the time. You run out of words to pray in English. Oh, but glory when you get in that river. Ain't no such thing as you can't stop. Because the Bible say the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet.
Yeah.
So you can stop whenever you want.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I can't stop. Don't want to stop. There you go, sir. I don't want to stop. I gotta stop to stop. Go ahead.
So prophecy is a supernatural utterance.
In a known tongue.
It is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
It is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
Not that of the human mind.
And not that of the human mind.
Reference 1 Corinthians 12 and 7.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7. Go ahead.
Human will and faith.
Are active in prophecy.
The human intellect. And reasoning. Are not the source of prophecy.
They are not the source of prophecy.
Important enough to
prophecy is important enough to covet it.
Prophecy is the most important.
Of the speaking vocal gifts. Prophecy is. You want to know why? Because it is the gateway to all the other gifts. Are you listening? I said it is the gateway. In the book of Acts, you read, as soon as they are filled with the Holy Ghost, the next thing it talks about is they prophesy. We act like prophesying is some mystical, you know, that ain't making you spiritual. It's natural. A dog go roo, a cat go meow, a cow go moo, and people who are born of God, the first thing they ought to get is be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, sir.
Prophecy is the doorway for all other gifts. It is a medium through which all other gifts will flow.
Notice it's a flow. Go ahead.
Apostle Paul challenges us
to earnestly desire spiritual gifts.
Especially that you may prophesy.
Prophesy. Now, why is that, Dr. Walker? Why is prophecy so important? What good is it to speak out in tongues in the church and nobody understand what's going on, but not even you? So that's not edifying nobody. That's not exhorting nobody. That's not comforting nobody. Are you listening? You might be building up yourself, but you're not helping the church. See, that's why Paul said, you know, desire spiritual gifts. Are you listening?
Yeah.
But rather that you may prophesy. Why? Because prophecy edifies the whole church.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes,
so, you know, prophecy is like a silver dime, right? Yeah, prophecy is like a silver dime. I'm going somewhere. Just trying to give you an example. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But if you speak in tongues and you ask God to give you the ability to interpret what you're speaking, now you got two nickels. Are you listening? You're speaking an unknown tongue and God gives you the interpretation of what you're saying. Now you got prophecy. You understand? So what are you saying, Dr. Walker? It's not enough for you to just speak in tongues. God told you in his word, ask him, seek for him to give you the ability to interpret. Now, I didn't say translate. It's not tongues and translation. You are interpreting what the Spirit is saying. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead, sir.
The entire chapter of
1 Corinthians 14
has been set aside for the care and proper employment of the vocal gifts. The spiritual purposes of prophecy. The function of prophecy. Is vital to the spiritual growth. Of both the individual. As well as the church. There are five major purposes of prophecy. To edify the church.
First Corinthians 14 and 4.
Prophecy edifies not only the spirit. Also the mind of men. Prophecy is for the building up of the believer's church. To exhort the church. The reference is 1 Corinthians 14:3. In
exhorting his people,
God is impressing upon us to arise and get back into his purposes. And keep moving forward in them.
Exhortation, encouraging you to move forward. Go ahead.
To comfort the church. References 1 Corinthians 14:3.
Yeah, same thing. 1 Corinthians 14:3. Prophecy is to edify, prophecy is to exhort, and prophecy is to comfort. Go ahead.
Prophecy causes us to realize that God is speaking. Prophecy also reveals the nature of. The one who is speaking from above. To convict.
Prophecy is also to convict and to convince. That's why now, you know, people, okay, Peter, y'all remember Peter?
Yes, sir.
The one who told Jesus, Lord, I'll die for you. Y'all don't talk, some of y'all say that too, till the test came. Then you left the church. Peter said, Lord, I'm going to die for you. Jesus said, Peter, before the cock crow thrice, you're going to deny me twice. Are you listening? It came to pass just as Jesus said. And Jesus said, when he was raised from the dead, he told Mary Magdalene, go call my disciples and Peter. Peter denied him. So if you deny him, he have to deny you. But in his love and in his mercy and compassion. He say, go get Peter. I have need of him. It was necessary for him to deny me. But on the inside. So he say, bring him back to me. Are you listening to me? And that same Peter that denied him on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came. That same Peter say, hold up, we are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it is the third hour of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. In the last days, said God, watch this, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Oh, that's a whole nother revelation. He didn't say he was pouring out his spirit. He said, I'm pouring out of my spirit. Oh, there's a major difference. Yeah. God tried to show you that in the Old Testament, but you were too busy watching the oil. Go ahead, sir.
To convict and to convince. Reference 1 Corinthians 14, 24 through 25.
1 Corinthians 14, verses 24 through 25.
Prophecy has a convicting and convincing.
Prophecy has a convicting and a convincing
influence
upon non-believers
and ungifted believers.
Those who do not have the manifestation of tongues. When you speak in tongues, people who don't speak in tongues ought to come up under conviction.
Yeah. Right.
But we don't use it to belittle them.
Right.
People who speak in tongues are not superior to those who don't.
That's right.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. So get over it. You should want people to be filled with the Spirit, but you should never be haughty about it. Go ahead, sir.
Prophecy is the known language
of the people present.
They understand its content. And therefore respond to the message given. They will be convicted by all the prophecies.
They will be called into account by all the prophecies.
Reference Hebrews 4:12. They will fall on their face and worship God. Prophecy does not only bring understanding
to the mind,
but also edification to the spirit. They will acknowledge that God is certainly among us. They will testify to the presence of Jesus in our midst. That all may learn.
Reference
1 Corinthians 14:31.
Prophecy opens up a new realm of learning.
There are five important lessons we learn in the process of prophesying. Learning to respond to the inner working. And stirring of the Holy Spirit. Learning to become accustomed to the Holy Spirit's way.
Of communication. Learning to receive a direct word from the Holy Spirit.
Into our spirits.
Learning to discern.
What we are hearing. On the inside of our spirits
and mind.
Reference
1 John 10:5.
Y'all
better look up that reference again. Go ahead, sir. Keep going.
Learning the excitement and ecstasy of being open channels.
For God's use. Okay. Well, how much time on my clock?
6 minutes.
Huh?
6 minutes.
Okay, because I'm going to show you something, then we're going to stop. We're not going to go to. Now, I told you, God will pour out of his spirit.
Yes, sir.
Huh? See, if you take and pour out your spirit, you have a vessel, a container.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, sir.
When the prophet told that woman, say, call your sons. Huh? Remember the creditors took her two sons?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And what's gone? Well, you know what the woman said. To the prophet Elijah,
yeah.
You know your servant loved the Lord and served you, but he left us broke. And the creditors have come to take my two sons.
Yeah.
And the prophet said to her, what would you have me to do for you? Didn't say God. What would you have me to do for you? So then he asked her a question. What do you have in your possession?
Yeah.
She said, but all I hand made have is a pot of oil. Thank you for your enthusiasm. The prophet said to her, now the prophet ain't doing this on his own. God had to tell him to tell his woman this. Say, now listen, go gather all vessels, gather not a few. Send your sons out, gather all of the vessels you could find, not a few. Now, she only had a little pot of oil.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Say, after you get all the vessels inside, close the door upon you and your sons. Take that pot of oil and pour out and fill all those jars. I'm trying to show you something. See, what you got to understand is she had the pot. She poured out of. The measure in the pot never changed. But pouring out of. Y'all ain't talking. See it? Well, that's what God said. God said in the last days, said, God, I'm going to pour out of my spirit. You see the difference? You see the difference? You cannot exhaust the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Read chapter 4. Yeah. Thank you. It's okay. I know there wasn't no 1 John 10. You got to know your Bible.